Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting third. The center fielder, Herb Norrin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Sam Dente. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Keller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sandy Consuegra. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Sandy Consuegra. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost strikes out. One out. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Norrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norrin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball four. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Norrin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Boone moves to second. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a pop-up towards short. Dente settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Hal Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Taylor pinch hits for Sandy Consuegra. Fred Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Cima now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dobie hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cohn. Dobie reaches second base with a double. Boone moves to third. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boone scores. Dobie moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rosen hits a line drive into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 1 in the game. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cohn for the out. One out. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 0 for 1 in the game. Noren hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0 for 1 in the game. Dente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Hal Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0 for 1 in the game. Keller hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cima is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cima hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 2 in the game. Easter hits a pop-up towards short. Dente settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 2 in the game. Cohn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 0 for 2 in the game. Noren hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cohn moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cohn scores. Noren moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Stewart moves to second. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0 for 2 in the game. Dente hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller is 0 for 2 in the game. Keller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Noren settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. Feller strikes out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Sherry Robertson pinch hits for Al Cima. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 3 in the game. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cohn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Elmer Singleton now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Singleton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 3 in the game. Easter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Rosen hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Noren hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Noren for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.